Okay. We just got the biggest news in the world right now. Hollywood Rock is back.
You fucking back. Got the theme song, rocking concert, talking about somebody mama. We up. We back.
Championship Ringside is back again. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out by Sean Love. Shout out to shouting out. Blizzard Blaze here, newly acquired rock fan alongside
King. I'm fucking with the Rock again. Like, I'm happy he back. Like,
where you been?
We've been waiting on you to come back.
We've been waiting on a guitar theme song.
And you know what my favorite part of all this was? We haven't gotten a shut up bitch in about a month.
He's just out there preaching. He embracing what we've been saying. We don't want that cheesy shit. You come out there, you become the Rock. You know what I'm saying? The Rock didn't feel cheesy. The Rock was out there talking his shit. Shout out to that goddamn entrance, man. That's new.
He didn't feel cheesy. I was about to say he felt greasy, but I was like, whoa.
Better sunshades, better Versace shirt. Now you get it. The guitar thing, bruh. When I heard the guitar, I watched it on Twitter. I dropped the phone. I was like, oh, shit. Seth and Cody about to lose.
They fucked
Don't
up,
do nothing yeah. stupid, Rock. Don't fuck this up. Don't do nothing stupid. Don't cause the tribal chief his belt, bro. I'm calling it not.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm on your good side. Don't fuck this up.
I'm trying to see because he filming a movie right after WrestleMania, so he dipping. He gonna be gone at least a couple months. So I'm like, is they gonna go? Like, they can't go with the babyface turn that soon. Like, they gotta let that shit build up for a while. But they talking like I saw some shit. They were like, maybe Roman and Rock at SummerSlam. But I'm like, that ain't gonna make no sense. That bitch gotta be at Mania.
Yeah. But at the same time, you can't really, if it's there, you gotta go with SummerSlam.
Yeah, one of them might die by next year.
And also, you gotta realize if Roman still got the belt, that would probably be the last match before he pass up Hogan for the third spot. So it is a big match. Like, The Rock gonna stop this from happening. You're not about to be top three, which is stupid, but you know what wrestling is. Like, oh, you're not gonna be top three. Like, I'm not, who cares about three and four at this point? Like, you know, but anyway, you know, he's gonna try to play that off like that. And it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But I don't want to style on. I just want to celebrate that Hollywood Rock is back. I'm not excited to see you in the ring. I'm being real with you. I think you probably look stupid in the ring. But at least the entrance fire, the promos fire. Be good.
I never really cared about The Rock in the ring.
Me neither.
Very
overrated.
Very. I don't even care about the Rock Bottom no more because Booker T got a better Rock Bottom. Solo got a better Rock Bottom.
I mean, the people's elbows, it's sharpshooter.
Oh, yeah, that sharpshooter, horrible.
Yeah.
Bro, Hoss said 4 out of 10. But, you know, we got Hollywood Rock back, you know, rocking concert. He threw shots at Ja Morant, you know.
We've been doing it, but look, we're not here to say people's cock still not style. We done with that.
Yeah, we got a video out about that, you know?
Yeah. Just know the timestamps are there. So whenever we blow up, they're like, nah, they published this way back when.
Hey. Say, we got receipts. There ain't nothing to go back.
All right. That's enough about Hollywood Rock. Let me talk to the fans real quick.
Uh-oh.
Y'all happy? Y'all got what y'all wanted. Y'all been clamoring and bitching about this stupid ass match that's really not gonna make no sense in my book. Cause honestly, no one gains nothing from this victory or loss. I promise you, if you think about it, no one gains it. But y'all finally getting Jimmy versus Jay.
Yeet.
That's the best part about this. The yeet versus no yeet jokes. That's about it. The match gonna be pretty decent because they both one of the best. We both two of the best wrestlers. But if Jimmy win, do we care? No. Yeet. No yeet. No. If Jay win, do we care?
Yeet. Not really.
No yeet. I'm looking at the tag division like, what can they use? Maybe a legendary tag team at WrestleMania to boost this shit up. Nope. We gotta sit there and watch them go against each other. Yeet. Like this not Matt versus Jeff, y'all. There's no drugs and fireworks and arson involved, you know. They went to the limit on each other. Like this ain't Undertaker and Kane. Case is probably still out on them too. So
I mean, the Usos are brothers that really love each other, you know.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. We know they probably riding home together right now. Like, come on now. I get it. Undertaker and Kane was where it was at. Yeah, this could have been on True Crime Solved or something like that.
The fucking first 48.
Look, Matt and Jeff too. Like they killing dogs, fucking with fireworks and shit. Like
then it's drugs.
Don't got none of this going on. Playful jokes. Let me ring the bell during your match and shit like that. Let me interfere in your shit. Like this. Just get in the goddamn tag team turmoil match and get this shit right.
Yeet.
But y'all got what y'all want. Fine.
No yeet.
That's all I got on this match. It's time to address something serious here, man.
Oh, shit.
We deal with a lot of racism in WWE. And that's right. Blizz is calling WWE out. But I'm okay with it. And I'm pretty sure every wrestling fan is okay with some racism. A lot of white champions, we get it. A lot of teams of the same ethnicity, we get it. Bobby Lashley and Street Profits, fucking Damage Control, like we get it.
Right.
Got the LWO and whatever the fuck Pablo Escobar shit going on, his shit, whatever they call
it. Santos Escobar.
There you go. La Familia. Cuastelo Adafono Garantia. Them. Wait, you know the name?
I think it's Legado de Fantasia. Some shit like that.
We back to this bullshit. They can't find a catchy name still?
That was their name before they turned into the LWO.
Oh, well, that's the problem. That's a horrible fucking name. Like, I don't know, Tequilas. Like, come on, man. Make it simple. Make it simple for us.
That's pretty racist. Tequilas.
His name is already something in Spanish. That's not racist already?
I mean, but that's like a black group naming a group chicken, a watermelon.
We had a group called Crime Time, King.
You did have Crime Time.
What are we talking about here? Prime time players? Come on, man. Come on, man.
I mean,
Street Profits? What are we talking about?
Hey,
we not about to shit La Resistance. They had to buy into that.
Man, I forgot all about La Resistance.
Fucking Kai and Tai. We stick with racist names.
Kabuki Warriors.
So again, Taquitos is not a horrible name. It just, I'm not sure how it translates. But anyway. That's a lot of racism, and we let all that slide. But
I mean, it's WWE, you know?
Blaze is calling him racism right now. We got too much Latino and Latino crime going on here, bro.
Dang.
Bro, ever since Santos Escobar split from the LWO and Carlito joint, I promise you, dog, this dude probably had one or two matches against Americans. Same with everybody else. They've been fighting Latino, and Latino been backstage fight with Latinos. It got front stage fight with Latinos. Every time the Latinos talk to each other, they say some slick shit in Spanish against each other. It's a bunch of, like, I'm not sure what's going on. Is they ever going to translate to somebody else? You know, like, Santos could fight, I don't know, Kevin Owens sometimes, you know? But nah, he fighting somebody from the LWO, Juan and Jose. I'm not sure if his name Jose or Juan. But yeah, I'm calling them out, bro. That's entirely too much Latino and Latino crime going on in WWE, and I think they crossed the line.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's WWE. What to expect?
Racism, but not that much. Hey, we don't see. Damn, who the other black wrestler in WWE outside of Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits?
Damn. And it's probably some New Day.
Okay, fine. We don't see the New Day calling out Bobby Lashley every week. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we see Santos every week. Arriba la raza de Mysterio. And, you know, then Rey Mysterio come out that mi casa, su casa. And they're like, okay. Like, so Karrion Kross don't still have beef with Rey Mysterio? He can come out there and say.
No, he's got beef with, he had beef with Bobby Lashley, though.
I'm saying the Latinos need more storylines, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know Latinos don't like each other.
Hey, look, and WWE ain't shying away from that storyline.
They gonna fight forever.
All right,
it's over, Vato.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on WWE and their racism.
Well, I hate to tell you something, brother, but the bloodline story, it can get a little out there.
So, I mean, I had Jimmy and Jay. That's some more and all some more.
About to see WWE plays on it. It's just the Latinos, like, it's like Triple H walking there, like, oh, Santos, right. Shit. Well, why not? Hey, y'all go. Y'all got good chemistry. Y'all got great chemistry, remember? Yeah, y'all. So y'all going to fight each other, you know. A WrestleMania match? We got bigger plans for Dom. Tell you what, Rey Mysterio, y'all got great chemistry together. Y'all know each other like that. It sells itself.
Man, I wish we'd have got Dominik beating up Rey Mysterio on every holiday.
Dominik need to take over the LWO.
Yeah.
Give him some purpose. Him and Andrade swole ass could just walk around. Andrade just be the fucking, you know, he could be China of the group.
Man.
He just walk around swole.
Man, do you really want to see Dominik go with the LWO? Like, that ain't even gonna fit right.
What? You don't think so?
I mean...
Oh, no. We getting rid of Juan and Carlos. They got to go. We got to get some. I know one of their names is Juan. I swear, I'm not trying to be racist, but I do not remember the new name. I went with every Spanish name.
His name is Joaquin Wild and Cruz del Toro.
Wait, what?
Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wild.
Neither one named Juan?
No. No, I mean, maybe they nicknamed Juan in the streets.
This made me look real bad in this segment. We probably need to end this one.
I mean, championship ringside with one of us, 50% of us races, you know?
This made me look super bad.
Come here, Juan.
All right, so tell you what. They still fight a lot. It's still a lot of Latino and Latino crime going on. So,
yeah.
I'm in it that way.
Yeah.
All right. So, you watched Sasha's debut?
I did.
All right. Talk to me.
Allow me to.
Baby still running from home. So, how she did at the new spot.
And if y'all don't know, this is the obligatory couple med I need for every episode from now on. But yeah, she came out. She cut a promo. She basically cut like, because everything is in WWE promo. Like, I'm not the boss, but I'm the CEO. And I'm here to make history or some shit. She said, I don't know.
So she addressed the fact she can't say too much or something like that?
Nah, she just was like, I'm the CEO. And I mean, she took a roll ball, but she was looking good. I mean, you know, Sasha, she's going to look good.
Of course.
But I mean, the promo was dry, but I never really, like, I don't know. I'd be hit or miss. Like, Sasha promos be hit or miss with me.
She need to be in the right storyline. She really not crazy at hyping herself up, Bob, except saying how she runs shit.
Yeah, and she
my
like,
question to you is, the fuck she running from? All the smoke in WWE. What we doing here? Seriously.
Like, she'd have fit perfectly in this fucking damage control storyline. Like, the shit was set up for her to come back in John Bailey.
She could have played half Japanese and then played the mole or some shit. Yeah.
Oh, it could have started. She could have been the waiter at the sushi restaurant. And then she took the wig off. We're like, wait a minute. That's Sasha Banks. Could it be? Who could it be?
Hey, she already took off a wig for another wig. Remember when she took off the blonde wig for a pink wig? Like,
so it's already precedent set. It could have been black hair. And then she, like EO could have been like, hey, you got our order wrong, poaching mean child, or whatever they say. And then she would have turned around with the black wig, and then she would have pulled it off. He'd be like, oh, shit, it's Sasha.
He would have fired a line, you forgot your gratuity, some shit like that. Yeah.
Cash your credit.
Where's she running from? Where's she running?
Probably Jade Cargill.
Man, look, you're not gonna be swollen, than her. She worked hard as a motherfucker for that body. Like,
I mean, the best thing y'all could do is just come together and all each other up and
you could do a split, you know.
Yeah.
You could wear her see-through gear, you know.
Of course. The aluminum.
Might as well get everybody out there like the Royal Rumble then, you know. Get Alexa Bliss out there.
Bianca, wherever she been at.
Yeah, Naomi, Bianca. You know, you got to get them out there. Bailey. Obviously, the obvious crew.
Alexa look like she done put on a little baby weight. Looking a little thicker.
Speaking of baby weight, get Bianca out there too. Nia Jax with that thick ass out there.
Smacking. You know? Bianca just start smacking everybody.
Just going crazy in the ring, you know. You know, all that ass smack, you know, Liv got to pull up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real. Get mommy out, though. Yeah, man.
How the fuck we got to this topic, man?
No, we've been watching too much Vince McMahon, bro.
That's what we got. That's what we grew up on. We were talking about Sasha.
But I, like, It's like real talk, outside of Toni Storm, the best thing they got going in the women's division. Like, I ain't know if you was keeping up with it, but that's like the best cat. But like AEW, to me, it seemed like they always get laser focused on one stuff. Like, it was all about Britt Baker for the longest. They kind of try to make it about Paige. And now it's just all about Toni Storm. It's like they're not really elevating nobody. It's like it's just be a bunch of pointless matches. And it's like they got talent. Like, I fuck with Chris Statlander. I fuck with Jamie Hayter. I think she hurt right now. And it's like they got a bunch of women, but it's just like, I mean, like, that shit. They women's division dry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch them. I just know that if I know anything about the women in WWE versus the women in AEW, the star power is definitely in WWE.
Which, oh, good.
I'm not even sure Sasha think, oh, when she get to AEW, she going to turn it up. Like,
she's just not like gonna,
she said, of course, you know how to build up one person. So you're going to get built up. But against who, you just going to still be Sasha Banks. And then everybody, once you do your run, unfortunately, just like, hear me out, Jay Cargill, Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, wait for Kenny Omega, wait for MJF, wait for the Young Bucks. It's going to be inevitable that WWE pressure going to come right back on you. It's going to be like, look, you're doing fire, but that other company production going to have you on a whole different level. Like, ain't no way Kenny Omega not sitting there looking at WWE like, damn. Ain't no way all the motherfuckers in AEW looking at Cody Rhodes like, shit.
He already talking about,
ain't no way they ain't looking at CM Punk like, this motherfucker's going to main event WrestleMania.
And win the World Heavyweight Championship.
Ain't no way, they in AEW, like, not watching that. Jay Cargill came, had a great Royal Rumble. They putting the people on the map.
What the fuck?
Kenny Omega, like, she, before I retire, I got to give me a WrestleMania match against Sting. Oh, my bad. He's retired. Yeah, okay, my bad.
He's done, bro. That goose is cooked. He ain't even showing up on TNA.
Vince probably got some money stashed away. You know, Vince money run long, bro. We know that.
He just became $411 million richer.
You're about to say, don't get it twisted. Yeah, Vince money go long now. Sting probably pull up.
We know. We know, as long as no NDA is involved.
All right. Where we at now?
So, Mr. John Anthony Felixina,
Mr. Naked Man,
his wrestling career is winding down pretty soon, and I'm saying that it's been over. He just show up every now and then.
You sure when he had a fucking strike?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck out of here, boy. We real wrestling fans, boy. Stop playing all that Cena.
How ironic that is. We fucking with The Rock. We looking at Cena like, the fuck you on Hollywood?
These two motherfuckers can't get on the same page with us. Like, we was cool with Cena, you know what I'm saying? Like, I see you got your shit repaired and everything, but you staying off screen. You ain't crossing lines, but now you talking shit on ESPN. Man, my bad, continue.
Nah. So, he was saying that, I don't know if it was this WrestleMania coming up or the next WrestleMania, he might be looking and having one final match. So when I heard that, I instantly started thinking, like, who the fuck seen the last match could be? And I'm like, it's got to mean something. It can't just be a Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin type shit that don't make no fucking sense. Like, we talk about a legitimate GOAT. Like, somebody who could really be like, yeah, I'm the GOAT. Like, ain't nobody fucking with me. So, we got to give him the perfect send-off. So, now I'm like, who, like, what opponent he could have that's going to give him that perfect send-off, like that game 6 in Utah. Some shit like that.
I wrote down 3, and I just ranked them.
All right.
You want to hear mine first?
Hey, what you got?
All right, so first of all, Cena can't put nobody over. Let's get that shit out the way. All
right.
Second of all, how many times that even worked? Like an old dude trying to put a young dude for his last match. Like, I know Kurt Angle and what's his name, Baron Corbin, come to mind, but I feel like they got, you know, other matches that I don't remember. Like, that never works. It's your last match. Let me put you over for my last match. So I didn't even include no up and comer, no Bron Breakker type shit. I didn't even do that. You good with that?
Right.
All right. So the top 3 I put Randy Orton for number 3.
Of course.
Only because of history, but I don't think people go crazy for the match because we've seen them so many times and they never put on a fire ass match, you know. So ain't no way they're gonna put on a fire ass match now. So.
Yeah.
Randy Orton, you can get your own match. You can go against Cody Rhodes for your last match type shit, you know. go that route. Number two, which was tough to rank because he probably would have been number one. But again, I don't think the match going to be as good as The Rock. I was like,
thought about The Rock.
The promo is going to be fire. It'll be a good send off. And honestly, both you niggas can get the fuck after that. Like, yeah, just leave us alone. We straight. We got Roman Reigns. We got Cody Rhodes, white meat ass. You know, he babyface to the bone right now. I don't know, like, dude damn near cried on Raw. Like,
No, not damn near cried. He cried.
On Raw?
On Raw.
The last person who cried on Raw was Taken. Well, I'm sorry. Besides Roman Reigns, the last person I remember crying on Raw was Shawn Michaels. He was trying to fuck over Bret Hart. So, man. I'm saying.
I'm with The Rock. Like, you just slapped The Rock. And your follow-up is you go out there and cry?
Like, I do baby face to the bone, so...
You supposed to come out there like, oh, okay, all right, my hand's still hurting, all right? I just slapped the bitch.
So, yeah, I put The Rock at two. Like I said, the promos will be fire, but the match will be probably mid, but both y'all could leave after that.
Definitely be mid.
Good send-off. So, my number one, you want to take a guess?
Is it Brock Lesnar?
It is definitely Brock Lesnar.
Of course.
Like, first of all, promos would be good.
Right.
Second of all, Brock Lesnar could win this match and we'll be like, makes sense. I know Cena wasn't going to win this last match. He's stone colded. Like, you know, cool. If John Cena win, it's still not a bad thing. It's like, all right, cool. And just like The Rock, both y'all get the fuck after that. Like, you know, little Brock, nobody sending holes to your room no more. Cause you know, so you wait. I don't even want to see him versus Gunther. I just want to see him at least like play it in big storylines like he used to be. The Gunther one I wasn't feeling, but all jokes aside, Brock Lesnar number one because I think he'll put on the best match and. It's another good way to like send Cena off. If you want to give Brock Lesnar another chance or some shit like that after that match, cool. But I thought I thought he the perfect opponent.
Yeah, I got three, but I got one is really like some fantasy shit, no homo. It's just like some random ass. Like, when I get to the person, you'll understand.
You don't gotta hype it up, bro.
some random blast from the past type person that we haven't seen in a while. It just
he's still alive, like,
huh?
He's still alive.
Still alive.
Oh shit! Okay.
Hear me out, Mr. Kennedy. It just like what the fuck? We gotta get Mr. Kennedy back, sir.
Yo, I don't mind him being back in WWE, but Cena last match?
Yeah!
Why would you do that to Kennedy?
I don't know. I thought it was a good idea in my head. Cena be out there talking, then the mic just dropped. Like, what the fuck?
Where did no this disrespect, come from? But Kennedy could be his last match on Raw. good old fire main event type shit, but man...
I'll be the only person excited.
They'll treat Kennedy like Goldberg, boy. Like, man, fuck you. You was Bret Hart last match. Ball, bitch. They're going to treat Kennedy like shit. You was seeing the last match. Fuck man. Off.
I did have that idea of Kennedy coming back on Edge, trying to get his lick back from like 2007.
I thought you would say it, Orton, honestly, for Kennedy.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Orton.
Hey, like, you know what? That could be a sleeper of a final match for Orton. Like, hypothetically, Kennedy come back to take him out just where you took him out. Like, oh, you got me fired, so I'm back for you to lose your job, and Orton retire because of that. But
you got to book Kennedy so fire. Yeah, huh? I said he'd be like, "You ruined my life, and I'm here to ruin yours."
Right. Then, but after that, you got to book Kennedy so fire, and no disrespect to Kennedy, he gonna have to be on a separate show from LA Knight because they kind of the same gimmick on some shit.
Yeah,
big mouth motherfuckers. And it was like, you know,
you just tag them up.
Oh shit, boy, that's I'm about to say that's New Age Outlaws or Two Road Dogs.
But nah, I got Orton Lesnar.
Okay.
For his, I ain't gonna lie, I would say Roman, but I know Roman gonna be tied up with The Rock.
Yeah.
And The Rock, I wouldn't mind seeing him and The Rock again. I'm like, why not? Once in a lifetime, the best out of three, like Cena said before. But
I think it'd be a send off, yeah, honestly. For both of them, honestly, like both of their last matches each other. Like, y'all, it's the rubber match. It's a rivalry. Two Hollywood stars who keep bunny fucking business in wrestling, in real wrestling business. Boom. Y'all final match. Bye.
I'm still on the Peacemaker versus Black Adam.
That's fine with me. But
Black Adam, you know, the bomb, and they rebooting DC so he could just show up as Hobbs or Shaw. I never know which one he is. He could be both. They both bald headed.
Which one is he? I think he hops.
I've never seen the movie, so
I seen it, but bruh, at this point you just wait for the action scenes. It's like, right, what the fuck going on here?
The only Fast and Furious movie I saw was 5. Well, I seen the first two, but the one with The Rock, the only one I seen was Part 5.
Oh, that's almost when it started getting wild, when they start throwing motherfuckers through the wall and shit, and Rock picked up the fucking minigun and start shooting at a helicopter. Like,
and I fell asleep in the movie.
It's about drag racing, huh?
When he I think he broke his arm and he was like, you know what, fuck this, and he just broke the whole cast and just took his arm out the cast.
That's when he picked up the minigun.
I'm like, the fuck is this?
I'm not sure, but maybe Senzu Bean was involved. I don't know.
You know what? Fuck it. Goku could be his last match.
He'll get smoked, boy.
What?
Ultra Instinct Goku. Like, you know what? You know Goku. He like to fuck around for like the first 20 minutes of a fight.
Do some push up, John. You know? do a kick a rap battle. Whatever's going to make you stronger.
All right. I think we killed it for small talk.
Yeah. It's a shitload of small talk.
So, main topic time, and The Rock is officially part of the Bloodline. We don't know for sure. But
I mean, they say if you smell what the Bloodline is cooking.
He did. So, we're going to say he's officially part of it for right now. So, let's see. The question for this episode is, do The Rock join the Bloodline make them the greatest faction of all time? Or better yet, if not, who's the greatest faction of all time? That's right, we're doing the top 10. Welcome back to the Championship Ringside's top 10. If y'all know how we do it, we go back and forth. 10, 10, 9, 9, all we get to number one. If we agree, we sit there and talk about it. If we disagree, we give our cases. We can get straight into it, King.
Oh yeah.
All right. Who wanna go first? You want me to go first? You want you to go first? You got honorable mentions?
I'll go. I ain't really got no honorable mentions because I'm like, you ain't make the cut, fuck you.
Yeah, I got two honorable mentions. One is a technicality.
Well.
So the Wyatt family didn't make my top 10.
Right.
And cause I guess when I looked up factions, for some reason they didn't pop up. The New Day didn't make my top 10. So they must consider New Day more of a tag team than a faction. But
I put the New Day on my list.
All right, I didn't. I mean, hypothetically, if I'm looking at my list, they probably been 6. But since they're not, I took them off the list. But since some people don't think they're a faction, especially with Big E going for so long.
I got them ranked a little high.
I cannot believe you can name more than, like, I thought the top 5 was obvious, but okay. All right. Like I said, they'd have been 6 on my list, but
they got a long list of accomplishments. Plus, two of two of the stars actually was world champion.
I dude.
Let me see.
Okay.
Let me go back on my list.
Nah. We starting episode tonight.
I'm looking at it like, yeah.
Who number 10? Go.
Oh, number 10, I got the Dangerous Alliance.
Okay. Paul Heyman crew.
Yeah, the shit, it spans from like fucking four different companies, but he had at one point in WCW, he had Arn Anderson, Stone Cold, Rick Rude, Michael Hayes, Medusa, Larry Zbysko, I said Arn Anderson, and Bobby Eaton, rest in peace.
Tonka or some shit like that, too?
Huh?
He had Tonka or some shit like that?
In WCW, ECW, he had Sabu, Taz, Shane Douglas, Jimmy Snuka for some reason. Like I said, his group, that group spanned over like 20 years in four different companies. So it's a long list of names I can spit out. But I mean, I think the most memorable version of that group was in WCW when they probably had like the greatest War Games match ever in like 92. And it's a nice little group. And shout out to Paul Heyman for being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, shout out to him. He should have been in there. Him and Muhammad Ali. I'm like, wait, them two not in there already? What the fuck?
Bro, I don't know why the fuck Muhammad Ali on the wrestling game.
You don't know why he's on there?
Yeah, what he did in WWE other than referee a match?
I don't know, but that's like putting Bruce Lee on Tekken. Fuck, just throw some Freddy Krueger on Mortal Kombat and shit. I get it. All right, so I'm gonna be real with you. Before I even start to my list, I'm gonna keep it funky with you. They only got three people on here who's not famous for WWE, and one of them and only two have never touched WWE. So I'm just keeping it real. I feel, you know, if y'all know me, you gotta get some WWE success under your belt.
Right.
Check our tag team. Our tag team episode. If you think I'm lying. Number 10, I put the Judgment Day.
All right.
Probably Prisoner of the Moment, but I'm fucking with Dominic. I'm fucking with Rhea. The rest of them niggas are well.
No, fucking with Rhea.
But yeah. I feel like a fool not giving Rhea some love on this. And real shit, they hold gold. They literally hold gold. Like the whole time, they've been holding gold. So I can't dispute what's going on.
And money in the bank.
Exactly.
It was pretty. At one point, they probably was as dominant as the Bloodline on Raw than what the Bloodline was on SmackDown.
And I'm not disagreeing. Now I get it. Dangerous Alliance was probably a better faction, but I'm just going like Dangerous Alliance was kind of Paul Heyman managing a bunch of people. You know,
that's why
I'm not mad at picking that because they. If you put them as a faction, they are better than Judgment Day. But I guess the way that Judgment Day carry themselves, I look at them as more of a faction. And honestly, come on, man, let's stir some shit up. We know the top five gonna be fucked like damn near the same thing. So number 10, Judgment Day.
Yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, we know like this episode about to go the same way by the time we get to like top four, three or four. So that's why I'm like, all right, let's.
I don't know.
Fuck it, give it. Yeah, you probably you sound like you won't be a little hesitant on something, but you're at number 9. Come on, let's see where you at.
All right, number 9, I got Nation of Domination.
What? All right, number 9.
Yeah, it started out with more white people in the group than fucking black people. He had the white rappers. He had Crush. I mean, he had Clarence Mason. Then it turned into The Rock, Godfather, Mark Henry, and Farouk. And I feel like I'm missing somebody. And then when D-Lo. He kicked, huh?
D-Lo.
I said D-Lo because at first he was just like, he used to come out there dressed like a Muslim.
Then you, I think you named everybody unless you're talking about Owen Hart.
Yeah, I was about to say they kicked Farouk out and put Owen Hart in now, and he had his run with him for a minute.
Yeah, I think that was it.
And they beef with DX. DX mocked him. And
All right. Well, they gonna pop back up. I got you. Number 9, I got the Heenan family.
I will put them on the list.
They to me, that's his name. To me, it's the same thing as Dangerous Alliance in my book.
It really is. But yeah, all they did was fail.
Look, Hulk Hogan needed a machine, so
yeah.
Like,
who did beat the Ultimate Warrior?
I put the Heenan family here because I needed a spot. I didn't want to shun them and a Dangerous Alliance, and I didn't want to put the Judgment Day above them. So it was like, all right, Heenan family. Shout out to Bobby Heenan, but unfortunately to me, you know, I could have took them off the fucking list. I'm being honest with you,
right?
But no, shout out to the Heenan family. You know what it was, Mr. Perfect. I think that was Tonka. He was part of them. He was part of them, huh?
Yeah,
Tonka, King Kong, Bundy, shit like that. You know, Heenan family. Go Google them. They number 9. They clearly not that highly on my list. So,
you know what, Blizzard Blaze, I just took the New Day off my list for another faction.
Okay,
I had New Day at number 5, but I just took them out and put another faction in at number 5.
I again get to it yet, so you don't look crazy.
Yeah.
Number 8.
That's where I'm at?
Yeah.
All right. Number 8, Undisputed Era.
I forgot. I truly forgot how you feel about them.
Hey, hold up.
We have a whole YouTube clip about that.
Hey, you hear me? Fucking Undisputed Era, man. They had all the gold. Adam Cole. Still to this day, the best NXT champion to this day.
Damn.
Look it up. What NXT champion better than Adam Cole?
Kevin Owens moved up too fast. Sami Zayn lost it too fast. Bo Dallas probably not crazy memorable. Seth Rollins
was just the first.
I know. No. Somebody after Kevin Owens.
Finn had
another diamond. Who was before Adam Cole? Was it Andrade I'm thinking about?
Andrade.
Maybe Andrade in that conversation. I think I remember Andrade being super dominant.
Andrade had that match with Johnny Gargano at the Royal Rumble, but Adam Cole was champion for like almost over a year. I want to say almost 2 years.
You can have that though. I'm not gonna dispute it. No pun intended,
bro. But they ran NXT. They had all the belts. They were whooping everybody ass. Fire theme song. The crowd fuck with them. They all could wrestle, like. Yeah, like what more do you want?
No, I'm not disputing that. I'm not surprised you had said them. I didn't even think about putting them. I'd be lying to y'all to say I watched them like that. I just know of them. All right, so my number 8, I got the corporation.
Right.
Better yet, the corporate ministry, my bad. The corporate ministry, because you got to add the accolades, the acolytes. Undertaker doing sacrifices and all that bullshit. And of course Vince McMahon, because that was the whole reason that shit existed. Vince McMahon playing all these fucking mind games. It was him, Austin. It was him, Austin.
All alone.
And honestly, it's because it was the machine for Stone Cold Steve Austin. Fuck.
Really?
Just like Heenan was the Heenan fan was Hulk Hogan's machine, the corporation was Stone Cold machine. So
it was more of a machine for The Rock and Stone Cold.
True. It was to help Rock turn into a star. So, I mean, if we talking about Attitude Era, they probably like the fifth best faction, I guess. But I don't really have too much on the corporation. Shout out to everybody part of that corporate ministry. I keep saying the corporation, but corporate ministry, because that was like one of the first authority groups, you know, outside. Of course, the NWO had Eric Bischoff, but the corporation was really like that first. I run shit. This my group. This dude getting all the handouts because he my guy type shit. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So, corporation number 8. You at number 7.
I ain't put them on my list, but that's a good pick. Number 7, I got Evolution.
Ain't no fucking way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I gotta hear this one.
I mean,
Evolution?
I fuck with Evolution, but when I look back on it, I'm like,
Evolution.
It was cool. But I'm like, I mean, looking back at it, because Orton turned out into a big star, Batista turned into a big star, Flair was Flair, and Triple H was, you know, he was the man. But I'm like, yeah, they're a top 10 group. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Out of all the groups in WWE history, I got them at number 7. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
All right, my brother. All right. Number 7, I got Nation of Domination. All right. People forget how iconic they were. They were the second best Attitude Era group, probably. Yeah, I think they were the second best Attitude Era group.
Even those Boricuas.
Yeah. Over Kind Tai too.
Over DOA.
Yep. That's what I was thinking. I was like, who's that Stevie Richards and them? DOA.
Over the oddities?
Over all of them. What's the best way to describe it?
Black.
Yeah. They represent for the hood. That's why we like them. And honestly, they were the yin to DX Yang. Like, DX probably wouldn't be as popular if it wasn't for the rival with Nation of Domination. They probably still be popping, but the rivalry made so much sense. The Rock and Triple H made so much sense. It worked out. Nation of Domination, my number 7.
They were the black to DX white.
Pretty much.
And we
just didn't say it out loud, you know, throwing up the fish and shit. We know what we was doing.
It was black power, black face, you know, all that involved, you know. Surprised we didn't get a lynching.
Yeah, instead, they did it to Big Boss Man.
Yeah. So what number I'm at? I'm at 6, huh?
Yeah.
I got the Shield.
I didn't include them either. Maybe it's a 3-man thing I didn't include, because I didn't include them either. They definitely should have been on the list, though. Shout out to the Shield.
They ran shit for basically a year and a half, and the three dudes turned out to be three huge megastar, one superstar, and John Moxley.
Dang. He fucking up that bad in AEW?
He whacking AEW. I mean, like, when he first showed up, he had, like, he was good. Like, he might be AEW's, like, if you had to pick one person, like, he probably that person for him. Like, I think he's like the first 3-time AEW champion. He consistent. He good, but it's just, I'm not a fan of the whole bleeding all the time. Like, everything he do, he gotta bleed. He gotta bleed on a promo. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Like, just wrestle. It's wrestling,
pal. Man, probably blood. It's probably showing it, you know?
You got to bleed in every match?
Yeah, blood.
What the fuck? okay, my bad. Man, I ain't know. I apologize. I ain't know you.
What you talking about, blood? I'm ready for my set, cuz.
The nigga from Cleveland. But, you know.
Cleveland, man. He from Cleveland, man. What you talking about?
Oh, man. Shout out to Bleeding, man.
Yeah, man. But John Keem don't get it. He don't understand game shit, man.
I know. I apologize for my incompetence.
Man throwing up blood every match, Keem don't recognize it.
You know, that's on me. That's my fault. But, I mean, you got Seth, Tribal Chief, Moxley. Like, I mean, when they came out, they was fucking shit up. They ran shit. They all had championships at one time. Theme fire. Entrance fire. Like, that.
And like you said, it all worked out. All of them became stars. I mean, I think Moxley is a star, but you know.
Yeah, Moxley is a star.
He one dude I feel like should stay in AEW. I'm good on him in WWE. Like,
I think he could come back to WWE. I think Triple H could do something better with him.
Maybe he said he liked that type shit though. Those type matches. That's what I'm.
Oh yeah, that's what he was doing before he got there. That's how he made his name. But it's like, dude, you've been doing this for like 20 years. How much blood you got left in you? Like,
all day blood. Like, I bleed all day for this shit, blood.
Blood transfusion every fucking match.
Yeah, blood. That's how dedicated I am.
You know what? I'm good. I ain't saying no more. I don't need nobody pulling up at my house.
Man, speaking of blood, I got the Heart Foundation at number 6.
That's my number 5. That's what I put in at number 5.
You biased motherfucker. Like, man, all right, dog. Boy, I knew you was doing some slick shit with them dudes, dog.
Hey, man, listen. I would be foolish not to put Bret Hart on my list. And I fuck with the Heart Foundation. Even though they ain't even have a full year, like in them 6-7 months,
they got the picture with the leather jackets. That's probably the best you got. And them standing in the ring.
I can't look at that picture, dog. When I look at, like, they all dead except Brett.
Hot damn, yeah.
They all dead. Like, Anvil just died like a couple years. Well, shit, Anvil died like 4 or 5 years ago.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair. A lot of the Heenan family in here either.
Shit, even Heenan dead.
Yo, like,
damn, so, who is left from the Heenan family?
So that make you feel a little better. There you go.
No, it don't make me feel a little better. It don't.
Like, I mean, at least somebody alive in the Hart Foundation, like Heenan family. I'm like, shit, I'm about to Google him. Man. Shit, how he been? He been all right, huh?
I'm saying Haku, but I don't even know if Haku is really with the Heenan family. They all might be dead.
Yeah. I think Haku's still alive. But, Hart Foundation. Bret Hart, pretty much the face of the new generation, and honestly, kind of still one of the faces going into the Attitude Era. That's why he got the Hart Foundation. Let's be honest. I mean, they had Anvil, Brian Pillman, but Owen Hart was the star, and Bret Hart was the megastar. And that's pretty much it. And
another to Bret Hart, because it's like, he turned heel, that's one thing. But him jumping people and doing all this other shit, like, that shit was crazy just to see him like that. And the American people, I still haven't forgiven America for turning on Bret Hart. Bret Hart didn't turn heel. America just turned on him.
Yeah, they like fucking beer drinking people who break the rules. Like,
yeah. And bleed. America like blood for some reason.
Hey, Moxie get it.
Yeah. He like, shit. I know what they like.
So shout out to the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, next up, that Calgary Stampede pay-per-view is still, like, to me, one of the greatest pay-per-views ever. That In Your House.
And yeah, I was about to say, you talking about In Your House, huh?
That 10-man tag, like, from top to bottom, that was a great pay-per-view, and that fucking main event was fire.
Who it was?
It was, like, the Hart Foundation versus Stone Cold, Goldust, Patriot, Dude Love, and it wasn't Undertaker, it was somebody else.
All right, number 5, I got Evolution. I have no clue how the hell you got Heart Foundation above Evolution. Evolution was clearly the group of wrestling and the group of Raw. They had every title on lock. They had future stars. They had fire music. This, like, if this is a countdown about music, they probably still be number five. But still, at all.
You talking about that theme episodes you've been ducking for like 4 years now?
No, they got a lot of themes out there.
They do. We need to make a top 10, a definitive top 10 list.
All right. We're going to work on that. It's coming soon. The point is, Evolution is a mystery. And yes. I'm a five on Blizzy Blaze list it was dominant. That was hands down dominant, and they had everything. So, Evolution number five.
I mean, like, I got the Shield rank. I really got the Shield rank higher than just really because of Roman. Like, Roman the Tribal Chief. And, like, them dudes, all three of them dudes. Like,
I'm listening when you talk this shit, bro, because you got to go through the rest of your countdown, bro.
I'm looking at it like...
You're giving... Roman, the Shield, like, credit for Roman?
Yeah. Wasn't he in the Shield?
Okay, bro. What's your number four, bro?
Didn't CM Punk make him look strong?
What's your number four, bro?
My number four, I got... Woo! Four Horsemen.
Okay, we finally agree. Well, yeah, we agree. I got the Four Horsemen, too.
And people slide down the original Horsemen with Ole Anderson racist ass. Tully Blanchard, woman abusing ass, Ric Flair, alcoholic drug abuse ass, and Arn Anderson. I fuck with Arn Anderson heavy. But I grew up on the Horsemen when it was Brian Pillman, Arn Anderson, Mongo, Dean Malenko, Flair, Benoit, shit like that. And, you know, it is what it is with them. But
you know what, Keen?
The longevity.
I'm gonna keep it funky with you, bro. I agree 100%. I fuck with them Horsemen way more. Like, I don't remember when them did jumping Dusty Rhodes and shit like that.
I ain't grew up on that,
man. We grew up on Benoit holding up the four and Dean Malenko holding up the four and the football player who barely could wrestle holding up the four.
Oh, he, you know what I'm saying? Barely, he couldn't wrestle.
Yeah, Arn Anderson holding up. Arn Anderson, he gets stripes. He stayed around.
Oh, Arn Anderson cut a fucking fire ass promo without like it ain't nothing. And yeah, he got that Glock.
Credit, but yeah, I mean, you can have the old dudes and all them, but yeah, I agree with you. Four Horsemen, man. The WCW Four Horsemen, not the NWA Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
All right. You're at number three.
Oh, you had Horsemen too?
Yeah, they're number four.
All right, number three, I got DX.
Number three, I got DX. Okay. See?
You know how I feel. I fuck with HBK, China, and Triple H, but you know how I feel about the Outlaws, X-Pac, and Triple H. That was my definitive version of DX. But I fuck with all of them. Even when they old asses got back together in like 05 or 06 or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's a debate, dog. All three versions could say they're the best, dog. Like, the Shawn Michaels led one, when you think about it, Shawn Michaels was like at his peak. And Triple H, of course, he had to suffer for that click shit. But after that, he was still running things too. And then the Triple H one, of course, the most popular one. You know, and then...
He got back together and they like just was basically his flunkies when he had the belt. And Stone Cold trapped him with the net and all that shit.
Yeah, that stupid shit.
That shit was dumb. But I did fuck with the 06 version because it was like, it's goofy, but I mean, it's wrestling.
And honestly, at this point, it was Triple H and Shawn Michaels, so it just worked.
And he stuck Vince head up Big Show ass. Like, that was really a thing.
And we could fuck with that.
It was a lot of cock talk.
Hey, look, they still do the suck it if you go to NBA. If you go to WWE events, they still tell you to do the suck it fucking gesture. Like, damn. So that shows they super iconic. And these motherfuckers show up wearing them t-shirts and people go crazy still.
I didn't like when they came back in like 2009, and it was just glow sticks everywhere. It was glow sticks and little people's courts.
It was about merch sales back then. You seen it with them different t-shirts. It was about merch sales back then.
And the gay dude hitting on Triple H, telling him he get off at 7. And Shawn Michaels super kicked the little girl.
Who you got number two?
Bloodline.
So why the fuck you giving the Shield credit for Roman Reigns?
I mean, just because all three of them became big, but it's just, I don't know. But
I mean, no, I'm cool with your placement, but when you say you give Shield all the love because of Roman Reigns, I'm like, man, the Bloodline where I give all Roman Reigns credit for. I mean, yeah,
because like Roman Reigns became like that megastar out of the group. Like he became like that dude out of that group, and it's like, yeah. And I mean, Seth became the man, like in ring, like ain't too many people fucking with Seth in ring, and nobody could bleed like Moxley. But that's we done with the shit. But like,
come on, blood, stop playing, blood.
You might as well come join the Bloodline. Fuck. You got a history of Roma?
Just join the Bloodline.
I wear this shit on my chest, literally, cuz. But I mean, they had the greatest tag team ever, undisputed champions, undisputed world. They're probably the best world champion in the modern era. Undisputed champion, the greatest manager of all time, fucking Solo, the biggest mystery of all time. We amped the fuck out of Solo, and Solo mid as fuck, but we like, shit, Solo be the fucking man.
Yo, he shut up John Cena. He got love out of me.
Hey, they just gotta let him loose. I think if they let him loose, because he could cut a promo and shit, just let him loose, he gonna do
his thing. He sound like his brothers, dude. Yeah. That's the only problem. He's gonna have to sound like super serious, and he can't sound gangster like his brothers.
And that fucking Sami Zayn storyline had the fucking wrestling world in a chokehold for about
a lot.
We always feeling Usy then.
The Bloodline, yeah, and it's still running. And the thing about it is, one thing I can say about this is there's no betrayal. I mean, you got the Uso betrayal, and they kicked it, and they kick Roman Reigns, but for some reason it feel like, man, that's family. They Roman do deserve to get kicked every now and then, you know. You know, if Jimmy and Jay not teaming up, well, fuck you too, then I'm gonna fuck over your singles career. It's like, but it's little, for some reason, Jay still feel like he part of the Bloodline.
I mean, technically, cause he's still. Like that, his whole essence is Bloodline. Like he,
you know what I'm saying? He
went from down with day one ish to it's just me who day one ish.
It just worked, brother. The Bloodline is like, to me, it's damn near the definition of a faction.
And of course, now they added The Rock. They stronger like, now, and look, we forgot the best member of the Bloodline, that fucking Black Hoodie. The Black Hoodie that had the most dominant run since, like, Roman on a good run, but that Black Hoodie is undefeated.
Bruh, every time a Samoan joined WWE, Bloodline might got a new member. Like, look, we got Nia Jax, Naomi, and Tamia in the background. We got Bloodline members that we don't even talk about. We just chilling.
Retired.
Huh?
Tamina retired.
Okay, well, I was wondering what happened to her. But, hey, we still got Nia Jax and Naomi.
I got Nia, thick ass.
That's what I'm saying. We got people we don't even talk about. We just like, hey, you part of the Bloodline? Like, what? What you talking about? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Let me fall back. And all of a sudden, boom, Bloodline chump, you know.
The wipers ain't too loud, huh?
I don't hear them. But look, we about to get to the last one anyway, because as good as the Bloodline is, I think me and you agree, so I introduce it. The still to this day, the best faction of all time is the NWO.
New World Order.
For life. From the music to the groundbreaking impact. Motherfuckers made black and white cool as a motherfucker.
Like, they made Hulk Hogan cool.
We thought Hulk Hogan was the cheesiest dude in the world. Then all of a sudden, like,
hey, wow. Bro. Let me tell you something. He went from that to, well, you know, I forgot what he used to say. Fuck it. But
like, I gotta get a dude his props. Look, it's kind of still to me not even debatable. Of NWO being the best faction. I think me and you agreed they peak was at 6 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even when he had bunch of dudes coming out in the ring with NWO shirts, even when Keem came out there with his NWO shirt, I did it 1 week, you know, Dennis Rodman joined. It still was such a cool thing. Until like Vince Russo took over and shit, and then it started wilding out.
Well, Even the Wolfpack was like, yeah.
Even Sting had to join. Sting was like, man, fuck y'all, man. I'm about to get the bat and whoop all you bitches. 2 months later, man, it's too sweet, this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, I ain't know y'all smoking cigars in this, man.
Little face bitch.
Sting like, man, let me get some of this, man. What you sipping on, Hogan? Let me get some of that, you hear me?
He wasn't with Hogan.
Huh?
I said, technically, he wasn't with Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan was going with Sting joined. Yeah, I get it.
Kevin Nash was wearing a bandana like Tupac.
And you already knew you had Conan running that thing. Arriba.
Scott Hall, 1 week could be with Hollywood, and the next week he'd be with the Wolfpack.
Sipping on something we don't even know about. Yeah, man.
Couple of men. Shout out to Scott Hall.
R.I.P. But to answer the question, who's the greatest faction of all time? We'll spray paint on your back if you want. NWO. Yeah. That's it, King.
That's all I got.
Bloodline still got work to do. They're gonna have to really go get all their family to pass up NWO.
Yeah. Bring the elders out. Maybe we'll fit. They bring the elders out. Who you got? Alpha, Seeker, Rakisha.
Nah, you can't bring Rakisha no more. You got to bring a boy from the streets, man.
Ooh.
I forgot his name that fast. Who was Rakisha gimmick?
Oh, Make a Change. Rakisha Fatu. He was Fatu.
He was Fatu? Yeah, hey, hey, you got to bring
the Fatu, jacket man. On.
The colorful jacket, yeah.
We on the streets, baby.
Boy, start talking to Cody Rhodes. Sit down, youngster. Let me talk to you. Like, boy, take the chains off. I was just like you.
I was there. I had blind hair.
Family pressure and shit like that, man. Look, I'm trying to do good, man.
One day I just said, you know what? I got to make a difference.
But yeah, all jokes aside, I don't think the Bloodline could even get booked enough to where they'll pass up NWO. And honestly, that's why NWO
like,
number one.
And the Bloodline might actually be a better group than the NWO. It's just the historical impact that the NWO had on the wrestling world. Impact. Like, everything changed when fucking Hulk Hogan came out there and joined Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. That would brought that like, we wouldn't have got the Attitude Era. We wouldn't have got DX. We wouldn't have got Vince McMahon as the fucking heel character. Like, all that was a domino effect of the NWO. It's like they literally changed the game. Even with their contracts, they got guaranteed money. Like, that's, like, you got to look at all that shit. And then the NWO shirt is still the highest selling shirt up there with Austin 316 still to this day. And it's almost 30 years.
So, for me, it was even before that. When I saw Scott Hall pull up,
boy, we know why he was there, but we
my
know
life
who he
changed,
was,
boy. I thought some illegal shit was going on as a kid. Like, right? Oh shit, right? He going to jail.
We knew who he was, but we didn't know why he was there. You know.
And then the big man showed up.
The big man,
fucking up in English class. You know,
the big man in the media. Oh yeah, because The adjective? The adjective.
That boy gonna be flunked out in second grade. Question on, are you smarter than fifth grade?
He ain't got no diploma.
But yeah, let's wrap it up, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the NWO. Shout out to the Bloodline. Hey, talk to the AAA. See if you could try to get booked where you could be number one. We don't know yet. Maybe,
shout out to Rakesh. You got too many damn kids.
That's facts. That's facts.
You was very active in your day, I see.
Yeah. I guess when like
three more kids we don't even know about.
When he get home, he get it in. Like,
really? Really? Like, it's like three more kids we don't even know about. And we don't even know if he got daughters. He might have daughters.
I'm not surprised at this point because
big man putting in work.
So that's some more families on a whole nother level.
That shit crazy, dog.
Like, you get on Twitter and find out you got another one. Like, what the fuck?
Dad.
Like, who are you related to?
And then,
that's my third cousin, but Jay's 16th. So, like, how does it even work at this point? Like,
they got wrestlers in different companies. That's really their family.
Yeah.
Like, that shit crazy.
All right. So, if y'all think the Bloodline the best faction of all time, y'all know what y'all got to do, man. Again, I don't even want to go over the links no more because a lot of them changed, too, because you got CR Wrestling on YouTube and CR Wrestling on TikTok and shit like that. So, the description is going to be in the thing. Actually, you know what? Let's just do it. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship_Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email, championshipringside@gmail.com. That's kind of embedded in my head. Now it's like we almost got to do it.
Yeah. It felt a little awkward. So that's why I was like, man, fuck it. Let's do it. But to be clear, the Instagram and the TikTok is CR Wrestling. The YouTube is Championship Ringside Wrestling. Shit, like, share, subscribe to everything. Cash App, fuck the Cash App. Just subscribe and share. That's all I ask. King, we also got the video gaming situation.
You got Championship Ringside on Twitch, Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. I even posted a couple of wrestling videos on the channel. But yeah, we on that WWE 2K24. I finally set up my universe mode. Probably once I go inside and freshen up, I probably start streaming that. And I'm halfway through the WrestleMania showcase. I fuck with it. I'm mad that they don't have no commentary on the matches. It's just quiet as fuck with some lame ass, generic ass music playing. And then every 5 minutes, they want you to do a specific move just so they can flick back and forth between the real match and the fucking game. And it's like, that shit aggravating as fuck. And it's like, you gotta put Stone Cold in the right-hand corner, punch him in the gut, and then kick him 3 times, and then pull him off and body slam. Like, what the? Just let me fight the match and get it over with. Like, I don't want to create these classic moments that y'all show every fucking year. Every year around WrestleMania, and I gotta see this shit again on the fucking video game. Dude, I done lost so many matches just cause I done had them beat. I gotta fucking body slam them and then go outside the ring and then do a taunt and then stand on top of the table and break dance. But yeah, come on,
subscribe to the channel. He's usually not that angry.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, man. I just seen Brock listen to Dance the MVP music. If only he knew it's not cool to dance and shoot the Shaka. It's all good, Brock. We know you don't know. Anyway, shout out to y'all listening. Shout out to y'all showing love. Shout out to y'all who made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate everything. I know it went over an hour, but look, I'm pretty sure y'all fucking with the episode.
Then it's Friday. Y'all ain't got shit to do.
God bless. Stop hating. Be smart. Stop bitching. Be smart. Keem, you can send them home.
hug your wife, kids, and yeet.
No yeet.
Wrestling is wrestling.